with Mario Lopez.
All right, here we go. A lot of Hollywood buzz to get to today, including Steve Carell's next big show and the next 90s sitcom to get a reboot. Plus, we got a pop culture pop quiz for you dedicated to the music of 007. But up next, we're celebrating a special birthday in studio. Let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, and today is a very special day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, honey. Mrs. Lopez is hitting the fourth level. 40 has never looked so good, though, might I say. Wow. Officially a cougar. I love it. Wow. Hey, I'm married to a hot cougar. What do you want from me?
No, congratulations. I got you this gift. And before you open it, I want you to know that when I saw this, I thought of you because of two reasons. You love carbs and you love sleep.
God, if I could eat carbs while I'm sleeping, my life would be made.
Dang.
And the Santa paper is from 2 years ago.
Oh, you're a pizza roll-up.
No,
it's a pretzel.
No.
It's a hoagie.
Open it.
It's a pierogi.
It's a hero sandwich.
It is a bread pillow.
Oh, wow. My gosh, really?
It's a bread pillow.
So
you can use that with Mario's tortilla blanket, and then you should be good.
Happy birthday, honey.
Thank you.
Mario and Courtney will be right back. This is On with Mario Lopez, coming to you from the haunted Geico Studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
Mario Lopez here, and our latest iHeartRadio album release party is going down tomorrow night. We're celebrating the new album from Coldplay, Music of the Spheres. It's got collabs with BTS and Selena Gomez. They're going to be performing new music, some classic hits as well. Watch it tomorrow night on the CW app or get the live stream at onwithmario.com. Yo, I'm Mario Lopez. We got a couple new shows debuting on TV and streaming tonight. E! Has Clash of the Cover Bands. We talked about this with Meghan Trainor, who's one of the judges. Looking forward to that. I love me some Meghan Trainor, but now every time I think about her, I think about her dueling toilets with her husband. And that's just a visual I don't want in my head.
It won't be on the show.
Okay. USA has the season 4 premiere of The Sinner with Bill Pullman. Ooh, looking forward to that.
I just started watching the first season.
It's good, isn't it?
It's incredible.
What episode?
I'm on 5.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Hulu debuts Dope Sick, a drama about opioid addiction starring Michael Keaton, Peter Sarsgaard, and Rosario Dawson. Ooh. You're on Mario Lopez and the Masterminds of the Americans back on FX.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So The Americans was probably the show that helped put FX originals on the map. It ran for 6 seasons. It won 4 Emmys. And now the creators have a new show called The Patient. It's going to star Steve Carell as a psychiatrist who goes up against a serial killer. Wow. Great pedigree right here with all the people involved. Steve Carell has really turned into a fine dramatic actor, huh?
He does more dramatic stuff now than I think comedy.
Yeah, it's kind of rare when you see him in the comedic space. But man, that's one I did not see coming. Good for him.
Don't move. More Mario Lopez coming up. This is On with Mario Lopez, coming to you from our spooky Geico studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
You're on Mario Lopez. Couple quick birthday shout outs. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Sacha Baron Cohen, who you know as Borat. He was also Bruno. He was the dictator. He was Ali G.
Sacha Baron Cohen is 51.
He is 50.
Ooh, okay.
So close. Nancy Kerrigan, she got kneed.
Nancy Kerrigan, Olympic silver medalist.
She had her knees capped, sorry.
That's right. She is 48.
52.
Oh, wow, okay.
And Paul Simon from Simon and Garfunkel.
He is 71.
80.
Wow, 80 years old. Good for Paul. You're on Mario Lopez, and on this day in history, 13 years ago, in 2008, this song debuted. Classic Beyonce right there. Great, great video. Really sort of took her to the next level. And Kanye made a scene at the award shows with Taylor Swift regarding that song, so he's very passionate about that song. Yo, Mario Lopez, let's get to your tweets and comments. What'd you find?
This is from @morehandclaps. I once drew a cat for a bingo app. Now I have to see celebrities awkwardly interact with it on TV. Thank you, Mario Lopez.
What celebrities? I've been having real folks interact with the bingo app.
I think they're talking about you.
Yo, is that me? Okay. So
I consider myself
a celebrity. More hand claps. We try to have a little fun on the show and give home viewers a chance to win some money by playing bingo. By the way, I lose almost every game.
Was this the game?
So I've won a couple times.
Was this the game your mom was playing?
My mom and mother-in-law played. My kids have played. I had my buddy Tootie play, and I lost all of them.
You're on with Mario Lopez, coming to you from our scary Geico studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. If you want extended interviews with our guests, you got to visit onwithmario.com or subscribe to our podcast. A lot of stuff doesn't get to make it to the air, like Cristela Alonso revealing the secret to writing the character in my new movie, Holiday in Santa Fe.
What goes into writing a role for Mario Lopez?
You know what? Actually, I'll be honest with you. There is a recipe. Like, there is a recipe to writing for Mario Lopez.
Is it a recipe for seduction?
Stupid.
Writing for Mario is very interesting because Mario is iconic in that you know what Mario is. Mario is a good time. Mario has got the classic dimple. He's got the Lopez dimple. He's like personality plus. So you know the character has to have those kind of like dynamics too, because he's going to bring it anyway, right? So you want the character to have a good time. You want him to be likable, but you don't really have to try that hard because you know he's going to bring that.
Yo, I'm Mario Lopez celebrating National M&M Day. Love me some M&Ms. I was thinking recently, do you know if there's dark chocolate M&Ms? Because that's the last milk chocolate candy I eat.
I think there actually are. We just had all those M&M mix ones that showed up.
Oh, I've had the hazelnut, like the Rice Krispie M&M, the peanut
butter,
M&M, of course.
Pretzel.
Peanut butter, the pretzel. I'll eat them all. They're all good. But I'm curious if there is a dark chocolate. Fun fact, M&Ms were first manufactured in 1941. Forrest Mars Sr. got the idea when he saw soldiers fighting in the Spanish Civil War. They kept their chocolates in a protective shell to keep them from melting. So smart. Good for you, Forrest. Who's the other M? I get Mars, but who's the other M? Yo, I'm Mario Lopez, and we're getting to that 70s show spinoff.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
Netflix looking to recreate the success it had with Fuller House. Now it's bringing us a sequel to that 70s show, That 90s Show. Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp are back as Eric's parents. This time, the show will be about Eric's daughter after she moves in with the grandparents for the summer. They did That 80s Show.
I thought they did a That 90s Show too.
I thought so too, but That 80s Show, I believe, was short-lived. But now that they're bringing back some of the original characters, this one might have a shot. Fun fact, Kurtwood Smith bought the last house I moved into.
Really?
Sold it to him. Yes. I sold Kurtwood Smith. Kurtwood Smith is now living in my old home.
Look at that.
Look at that. Fun stories there, Kurtwood.
If you only knew.
The fun continues next from the haunted Geico Studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
Mario Lopez here, and here's how I know we're going to see a lot of Squid Game costumes this Halloween. White slip-on Vans are huge right now. Sales are up nearly 8,000% in the last month. That's a lot. And on Amazon, six of the top 10 hottest costumes are inspired by Squid Game. That's a mad comfortable outfit, too, so I'm all about it. What up, it's Mario Lopez. Just a few songs away from our latest pop culture pop quiz today, all about the music of James Bond. We're going to see who can name that tune next. You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez. It's time for another pop culture pop quiz in honor of Daniel Craig's final James Bond movie. Today's theme is 007 soundtracks.
On with Mario, pop quiz.
1 point if we know the artist, 1 point if we know the movie. What about the song, though?
Well, I mean, the song is also the name of the movie.
Oh, is it? Because that's not always the case.
Well, but these are.
Got it. Got it.
I'm just going to put it out there that this is not fair.
Let's get our hands on
40,
the buzzers.
I don't know any of this stuff.
So you just from 40, so you were not a wee little baby.
Baby.
All right, here we go. First one.
This is the end.
Hold on. Mario.
The artist is Adele.
Okay.
And the song is A Time to Kill.
Incorrect. You get 1 point for Adele.
The artist is Adele.
Well, you don't get that point. You already
got
that.
And the song is No Time to Die.
Incorrect. Skyfall.
Skyfall. I knew that. Gosh, I couldn't remember.
Here's the next one. It is 1-0. Mario's winning. Here's the next one.
Until we dance into the fire, that fatal kiss is all we need.
Duran Duran is the artist.
1 point there.
Ooh.
Into, oh, who? You didn't know that.
Let's see. Because I'm only 40.
that sounded old.
It's weird when you say it out loud.
It is.
No, to think I could die in like 10 years.
Wow. Why were you going?
Like life expectancy, not to get away from the quiz, but life expectancy is essentially like 80 years old. Like half your life is done.
By the way, it's actually 74, the average lifespan.
More than,
but let's not think about
more
that.
More than half your life
we're
is
gonna
done.
We're going to outlive that. Thanks, Fraser. It was Duran Duran, the artist.
Okay.
The movie is called When I Close My Eyes.
Incorrect. Do you want to take a guess at the name of the movie or song?
Fire.
Incorrect.
No. What is it?
A View to Kill.
God, I knew that. I knew it was A View to Kill. Because that's with Roger Moore.
It is 2-0. Mario's winning. Mario.
Paul McCartney and the Wings?
Yes.
See, because I was going to say the Beatles, but I say Paul McCartney and the Wings.
So 1 point.
Live and Let Die.
2 points. It's 4-0.
The fun continues next from the haunted Geico Studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
What up? It's Mario Lopez, and the hot gift this Christmas may be Netflix merch. They just made a big deal with Walmart to stock the stores with all sorts of swag. Everything from Squid Game suits to Stranger Things figures to Nailed It baking kits. Kind of ironic because Walmart once was in direct competition with Netflix with their own Vudu streaming service. I remember that. All right, we're going to keep the music going for you, but send us your requests and comments. Love reading your tweets. Get into our mentions by tweeting @onwithmario. Yo, I'm Mario Lopez with the actors who don't want to play politics.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So George Clooney was promoting his new movie, The Tender Bar, and someone asked him if he would consider running for president. George says, absolutely not. He says he's too old. Mind you, he's only 60. Meanwhile, Matthew McConaughey was asked the same thing when it comes to governor of Texas. He had a different answer. He says he's not running until he is. All right, Matthew. Funny, because a couple of people have approached me on a serious matter if I had any sort of political aspirations, which I'm flattered by. And you know what I say? I am not interested until I am.
Yes.
We'll be right back with more craziness from our haunted Geico studios. You're listening to On with Mario Lopez. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Billie Eilish fans are going crazy over her new tattoo. She got it on her hand, which was pretty taboo not too long ago. It's a pretty intricate fairy. If you haven't seen it, just check out our Facebook page. Just search On with Mario. I was surprised recently when I caught a little bit of the voice to see all the tattoos that Ariana Grande has gotten recently. It's a lot all over the hands and arms. I was just, oh, wow. Okay.
Any face tats yet?
Not that I saw. I believe I saw a neck one, though.
Oh, getting close.
Yeah, so she's going for it with the ink. Mario Lopez here, and every Wednesday we celebrate someone who's done a good deed, but this is next level. Maybe one of our most amazing stories yet. I'm going to share it with you after a few more songs. You're on Mario Lopez. Every Wednesday we give someone an honorary Lopezi Award to qualify. You just need to do a good deed.
On with Mario, Good Deed Lopezi of the Week.
So who are we giving it to this week, Fraser?
Today, we celebrate Lariana Jarvis from New Hampshire. On the way home with her kids, Lariana spotted a house on fire. Inside was a 97-year-old woman and her dog.
Oh, my gosh.
She flagged down some help. Two guys were able to carry the woman out of her house. They just lifted the chair she was in and hauled her out.
Wow.
Then one of the rescuers had a heart attack. So Loriana performed CPR until the paramedics arrived.
Loriana should have an S on her chest and a cape. That's some serious superhero moves she's making right there. Wow. And the lady in the chair getting airlifted. Well, I don't mean to laugh, but that's a funny visual. But man, she made it okay. Her and the dog.
You're on with Mario Lopez, coming to you from our scary Geico studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit Geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
Mario Lopez here. The iHeartRadio Podcast Awards are back. This is the biggest night in podcasting. The trophies will be handed out in January, but we're going to need your help to decide who wins. So go to onwithmario.com for all the info. Then listen to my podcast, On With Mario and the 3 Knockdown Rule. You're on Mario Lopez, and on this day, 42 years ago, the first hip-hop record hit the pop charts. Well, I am a Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. I remember that jam. It is a class. You know, to think that was 42 years ago, and how rap and hip-hop.
You were just a teenager.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I was in the club when that came out. No, that's pretty incredible how far that genre has come. You're on Mario Lopez. Time now for one last thing. The Jennifer Street Market in Wisconsin is trying to combine Halloween with Oktoberfest. So they've started selling a new brat called Spooktoberfest, where they stuff their sausages with candy corn.
Nope.
Just threw up in my mouth. Word is, they're only slightly sweet and not scary at all. I had a brat recently, and I gotta tell you, it was pretty tasty. But what made it really tasty was the sauce. It was like some sort of mustard, sauerkraut sort of sauce. Pretty next level. You don't want to be having them too often.
Yeah.
But once in a while is not too bad.
And these candy corn ones, never.
Oh, no, never.
The conversation continues in moments from the haunted Geico studios. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. Visit Geico.com and see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween.
All right, I'm out of here, but I'm already looking forward to tomorrow. My wife's going to teach us how to make a pumpkin pizza. It's not your average pie. Plus, all the latest Hollywood buzz. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.